Welcome to Minnesota Homebrew, where we play songs written by those folks who proudly call themselves Minnesotans. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound. For the next 2 hours, we'll be playing everything from Bob Dylan to Bob Muscovitz. So kick back and enjoy Minnesota Homebrew on Pioneer 90.1.
What's that in the atmosphere? What's that subtle buzz? What is that what threatens who you is and what you does? You think you hold your fortune in the palm of your hand, but look out, kid, you're dancing on a patch of shifting sand. Just when dawn's about to break, nightmares can't come true. The angel-headed hipsters want to spend some time with you. They're often hard to follow, sometimes they're hard to see. They whisper of a major truth in a minor key. Just beneath the surface of the things you think you know, something's tuning up, this town's about to blow. You can build a wall, go running high, it don't matter what you do. The angel-headed hipsters want to spend some time with you. Lace up your big old shoes, grab a cup of joe, sit down with your voodoo doll, poke him in the nose. You're a victim of bad influence, watch that hoopsnake roll. You don't get a backstage pass, so settle for the show. We got a sacred mantra, it goes ooby-dooby-doo, and the angel-headed hipsters want to spend some time with you. Your bed, sugar, look behind the door. They'll show you all you wanna see till you can't see no more. You're gonna need some brand new eyeballs in your pretty face. You're gonna need some brand new ears to help you find the place. The chances of you getting out are far between a few, because the angel-headed hipsters wanna spend some time with you. Time will play the trickster, Lady Luck will sing the blues, and the angel-headed hipsters wanna spend some time with you.
October winds bring change, each season shuts a door, while opening a window to new promises that wait in store. But in this world of change, you and I stand strong. You are my beacon, and I know I can't go wrong. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Time is like a river, flowing on soft and strong, bringing joy and some goodbyes, some tears that linger on. But while nothing stays the way it is, love stands apart. Time may change its mind, but it will not change my heart. I will love you till the stars fall down. spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. If the rivers were to turn into dust, storms may separate others, but they can't come between us. I will love you till the stars fall down. I'll be here till the spinning world stops spinning round. Mountains may tumble and the moon fade from view, but till the stars fall down, I will be with you. Till the stars fall down, I will be with you.
That's Steve Wolf and Kimberly Vanderhoven. Welcome to another wild and wacky Thursday night here at Minnesota Homebrew from the great northwest of Minnesota. I'm your host, Carl Unbehound. Before that was Lonnie Knight with Angel Headed Hipsters. Boy, I tell you, I'm mesmerized when I listen to that man play guitar, and he's a member of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters and a very, very busy guy. He started his songwriting career with the bands Joker's Wild that led to the first two albums of his in the 1970s. Throughout that decade, he continued a prolific career playing in studio and on stage, performing with such notable groups as the Knight Henley Band, Wild Horses, the Nielsen White Band, the Hoopsnakes, Big Shoes. Lonnie's currently doing a solo gig, and I couldn't be happier because that's what this show is all about. As you know, we don't play any redone, revised, remixed, reconstituted, rehashed, re-recorded, or regurgitated music. It's all fresh, original music by Minnesota songwriters. Up next, Cole Randall with When I Breathe.
All I know is that if I go All I see is you and me just laughing in the wind. When I breathe, it's you and me again. When I breathe, it's you and me again. Oh, 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 oh.
That's Cole Randall, who says music is a key that fits the lock on my heart. Well, it wouldn't be an evening of Minnesota Homebrew without a song by Nigel.
When my happy goes away, the world is cold and gray. It's like evil spirits sucked out all my juice. Thanks to Ringo Starr, I know exactly what they are. I've been bitten by the blue meanie blues. Thanks to Ringo too, I have a way to shake 'em loose. I built a yellow submarine inside a song. I made it out of words and welded melody and chords. For when them blue meanie blues come along. Big blue mean too, so heavy they will drag you to the bottom. Ho, ho, ho. Up periscope, there's only one hope. Music is the only way to stop it. Can't be blue or mean in a yellow submarine. It's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. Submarine, it's logically impossible to do. My band begins to play and all my troubles float away. I get back happy from the blue meanie blues. I slip into my submarine and surface from the blue meanie blues.
That's right. If you want to chase the blues away, get a hold of Nigel's Big Bang Baby Boom CD and listen to it from beginning to end, and that'll just chase those blue meanie blues away. And I'd like to tell you that if you're down in the Twin Cities listening tonight, in your car, driving around in the Roseville area, stop at Dunn Brothers, because from 7 to 9 p.m. tonight, Thursday, Nigel is performing with some other members of the Minnesota Association of Songwriters at one of their showcases. What a great place to relax, play some blues guitar, and try out some new songs. Nigel will also be at Dunn Brothers in Excelsior this Saturday night. That's January 19th at 7:30. And I think I got that backwards. Nigel's doing a solo tonight. On Saturday, it's the Minnesota Association of Songwriters showcase at Dunn Brothers in Excelsior, and always have fun with Nigel. Up next, an artist new to Minnesota Homebrew. Her name is Eunice Collette, and I could swear that somebody teleported me back to New York City late 50s, early 60s to the bitter end and brought Eunice back. She has that pure folk music sound. She's a folk singer and songwriter from the Twin City area, plays guitar. She's the seventh born of 11 children and began playing the guitar at age 11. And she's been an educator for many years and has raised two children. In 2007, Eunice recorded an album of original songs titled True North. Eunice credits her love of music to her mother and Danish grandmother, whose gift of music was also a survival skill. Here's a tune called Denmark.
I am so happy. I am so full. Cherished land where kings and queens have reigned, where trees and flowers, birds and snails seen by my grandparents live. I have breathed the salty air on the northern sea, collected ancient rocks and shells to carry home with me. I am so stories my relatives have told. I have visited the graves of the common and the king, the ships that traveled wide with the goods of the Viking. I am so happy. I am so full. Saw stories in the pictures that hung upon the walls. It is time for me to leave, but I'm taking home with me sweet memories of Denmark surrounded by the sea. I am so happy. I am so full.
Last weekend for a honeydew Saturday, she said, we got to find some storage space so we can put some things away. We opened up the closets and searched in the garage, but we couldn't see a single cubic foot of anything but garbage. How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing mustard seed or fleas or peas or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? We got broiler pans and fans on stands and stuff we ain't seen in years. We found old cell phones and irons, vacation souvenirs, two Christmas trees and braces for knees and junk you would not believe. We were standing in eBay heaven but it all looked worthless to me. How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing jewel box keys or bees or cheese or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? With absolutely nothing inside. I looked at my bride, I was mystified. She saw the question in my eyes. She explained, if you have to return it, you gotta have the box it came in. We threw out what was in there ages ago, but I turned to my honey and grinned. I asked her, how much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing mustard seed or fleas or peas or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all? How much stuff do we really need? I wish that we were storing jewel box keys or bees or cheese or anything small. Do we really need this stuff at all?
That's Minnesota Association of Songwriters President and faithful servant Wayne Hamilton, who started his musical life out in the Washington, D.C. area as a drummer for a teen band.
Welcome to another Triple Minute Songwriting Tip. Today's tip is dealing with the right emphasis on the right syllable. And I don't know if you've been around songwriting and heard that before, but it basically is having the right emphasis on the right syllable in your lyrics, in your words. I lived down south for a time, and it was not uncommon to hear someone say, hey, did you see the police at the gas station last night? Or, look at that CD and that display over there. You know, that's just part of their culture, part of their accent, and that's all fine. But we don't want it in our songs, unless by chance you wanted to depict that in your lyric or your song, or maybe take a spoof at that accent. But other than that, we don't want it in our songs. Nonetheless, they do wind up in songs. I can think of one offhand, the old song from the 80s called Key Largo. He ends one of the lines saying, his leading lady. And it's like, no, it's your leading lady. But he got away with it. For some people, it's not a big deal to hear it. And other people, it's just like fingernails on a chalkboard. They can't stand it. And they really take a poor judgment of the writer of those songs. Some people do. And we don't want that in our songs. So we need to make sure we don't do that. But why do they show up in songs? Why do we have these, you know, police, display kind of things in songs? And typically it's because they're trying to match a meter from a line before. You know, if it's a rhyming line meant to rhyme with the one before, or maybe just to mirror that meter, the writer will get a little bit lackadaisy. And how you can change that is simply by taking out maybe a word that's not needed in the line prior to that word. Basically, you're trying to shift that emphasis in that line over a little bit so that it works. Unless it's happening on the end to make a rhyme, but if that's the case, you know, there's always a fix. You can always come up with another word, you can always come up with another way of saying things so that does not happen. And it's just a matter of working it in and not being so sold on that particular phrase or line in that particular song. You know, if it's a really good line and you really think, boy, I really like that. Well, you know, save it for another song and maybe come up with something else. It's not a big deal, you know, so there's always a way. So that's the tip for this go-around. Okay, my name is Brad. If you would like to suggest a songwriting tip or you have a question, just drop me a line at lists@braddunzeemusic.com. And until then, keep writing from the heart.
Hey, as long as we're hearing from Brad, here's his classic tune, King of Her Heart.
His name is Leroy, she calls him Pete. 30-some-odd years to find the man of her dreams. She don't mind has no regrets. 25 years of love, they're in love still yet. Their love is strong and free as eagles, though she wouldn't call them regal. She is his queen and sole companion. She's most at home right in his arms. He is the king of her heart. His golden crown is an old seed cap. T-shirt and jeans is where his royal robe is at. His scepter is a garden hoe. He'll tend to his court and work it row by row. And when he's through with all the weeding, he'll wink at her and start his teasing. She is his queen and sole companion. She's most at home right in his arms. Color of compassion must be blue, cause in those eyes it runs so clean and pure, no way that it could hide. Should it recede, it reveals a great big smile. His court jester is an old stray cat, walking across the lawn, jump up on his lap, and they'll sit there and watch the clouds. Talk to the cardinals right out loud. She'll look on him without him seeing. Shake her head, cause it's so easy to be his queen and sole companion. She's most at home right in his arms. He is the king of her heart. She's known it from the very start. He is the king of her
Brad Dunsey from River Falls, Minnesota. That's River Falls, Wisconsin. I certainly should know where that is because I went to college there, earned my English education degree, and taught a few years in the big town of Elmwood, the UFO capital of the world there south of Spring Valley. Beautiful little town, wonderful people. I am going to throw a curve at you tonight and surprise my good friend Don Karski with a song that I have not sung since about 1973. And it's a song called, well, you'll know what it's called, because it is my habit on the bottom of the hour, 7:30 and 8:30, to do an original tune from my catalog of folk music, Run Amok. She's 10 times being beautiful, 100 times a queen, 1,000 times a lover, she's a million-dollar dream. And if she's half of what I think she is, she's twice as good would someone tell a nice girl that I'd love her if I could. She's 10 fantastic sunsets, she's 100 vintage wines,
A thousand happy moments, she's a million silver mines. But if she's half of what I think she is, she's twice as fine as fine. Would someone tell a nice girl that I'll love her when she's mine? Some girls try to collect their guys like stamps and coins, but the nice girl doesn't do it that way. Try to keep a dozen fellas on the line, but the nice girl takes just one at a time. The nice girl won't go out of her mind, 'cause the nice girl knows the game that she plays. And I'm hoping that someday I'll hear her say, he's 10 times Valentino, he's 100 times a king. 1,000 second chances, he's 1,000,000 different things. And if he's half of what I think he is, he's twice as great as great. Would someone tell a nice guy that I really think he rates? But it's probably just a dream. I might wake up in a scream, though it'll probably bother me for some time. My sole consolation is knowing she's a 10 spot on the sidewalk. She's $100 bill. $1,000 weekend, she's $1,000,000 thrill. But if she's half of what I say she is, she's twice as right as right. Would someone tell the nice girl that I'll love her day and night? But it's probably just a dream.
She's cute. She says I'm just a man, wants to lead me by the hand. I still drive her crazy all day long. She thinks I'm stupid. I'm not saying that she's wrong. Left, brain or right, doesn't matter to a man. We do what we want, we do what we can. Don't always use our brains, sometimes our parts. And when that happens, that's when the trouble starts. She thinks I'm stupid, I think she's cute. She says I'm just a man, wants to lead me by the hand. I still drive her crazy all day long. She thinks I'm stupid, and I'm not saying that she's wrong. Women are from Venus, men they come from Mars. The sooner we accept this, the fewer headbutt scars. It's what makes the world go round and makes it all worthwhile. She may think I'm crazy, but I'm crazy for her smile. By the hand, I still drive her crazy all night long. She
thinks I'm stupid. I'm not saying that she's wrong. She thinks I'm crazy, but I'd be crazier to tell her that she's wrong.
That's another MAS member, Steve Wolf. She thinks I'm stupid. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. And a good line. She thinks I'm crazy, but I'd be crazy to tell her that she's wrong. Steve played the Southern Minnesota Bar and Ballroom Circuit back in the 70s and 80s with a group called the Claxton Walsh Band. Here's our buddy, David Stoddard.
An old veneer of smoky tar on the institutional tables and chairs, and the awful country music puts a touch of humor in the air. The brimming ashtrays far outnumber the plates of chicken and dollar beers, and the grandmotherly smile tells you there's nothing to fear. Oh, tell me another story about the good old days. Aging Democrats are playing slots, and how they stayed up till 4 a.m. drinking shots and making ugly toast to pictures of old dead venerated American legionnaires. St. Paddy's Day at the Legion Hall, and the gray and green streamers fly from cold bare glaring fluorescent bulbs that hurt your eyes. The pitted plaster ceiling seems infinitely more kind than the scowls of disaffected vets who never got a chance to die. Oh, tell me another story about the good old days. Aging Democrats are playing slots, and how they stayed up till 4 a.m. drinking shots and making ugly toast to pictures of old dead venerated American legionnaires. Everybody's been coming here every Saturday night since 1959. The music's always the same. It ends at 12 and starts at 9. And the menu never changes. It's roasted chicken, and really that's just fine. Any significant change like that in our routine would ruin everyone's good time. Oh, tell me another story about the good old days. Aging Democrats are playing slots, and how they stayed up till 4 a.m. drinking shots and making ugly toasts to pictures of old, dead, venerated American legionnaire.
Here's G.B. Layton, a song called One Foot Over on Minnesota Homebrew.
Thank you. can't show. Maybe what I hold is special to something I don't know. Turn around, stop, stand and listen. Take a moment today. Think about all you've been blessed with. Life is funny anyway. Just go one foot over, next one, baby, till you reach your design. One foot over, next one, baby.
Here's MAS member Lori Ackermark with a lovely tune called Stay Sweet here on Minnesota Homebrew.
How those redwoods, how they touch the sky. I was a child then, the apple of your eye. When I was afraid, I'd run to no other. You seemed as tall as those redwoods, my protector, my big brother. You'd say, sweet, sweet Lord Jean, stay sweet when the world can be so mean. Chevy Impala, the one that you own, yeah. Another pile of dreams crushed by the waves. Everything felt so intense, and I was just in the way. Well, you'd say, sweet, sweet Lord Jean, I'll stay. Say, sweet. went to Nam, he really never came back at all. And how our sister cried, she never knew what happened. They left Mama, you and I, in a place it was a bad one. And you'd say, sweet, sweet Lord Jesus, stay sweet.
our young friend, I think about 19 years old, Nate Ness from Cold Spring, Minnesota, who performs often at a very, very, very cool place. Very friendly to songwriters, singer-songwriters. That's a designation that I don't know how far back it goes, but I really think, and if you disagree, go on our Facebook webpage and put a post, Minnesota Homebrew Radio Show, that John Denver pretty much popularized that category. You're probably going to say Bob Dylan before that. I suppose he deserves the most credit. Both with Minnesota ties, of course. John Denver went to college, I think, at the University of Minnesota, at least a little bit. Or no, it must have been down in maybe McAllister. I don't know where it was. That's where he met Annie Martell, who was Annie from Annie's Song. And John even played guitar at a wedding. He sang at a wedding for a friend of mine, Jack McManus. They're both gone. And still like to put on that John Denver anthology that I have. I think my favorite song of his is How Can I Leave You Again? Anyway, Nate Ness plays at the local blend down there, and that open mic is held every week, sponsored by Dave Coffell, Adam Hammer, my good friends. And want to point out that we're up to 114 likes on our Facebook page, thanks to Jennifer Simperman, David Hart, and David J. Pallock this last week. And we thank you for that. We certainly do. In fact, that name's familiar. Here is Dave J. Pallock with a tune from his Rhodes CD titled Paradise.
There's a little stone house nestled back of the creek in the meadow, where the sun shines and the warm winds will blow. A lady weaves a tapestry by the window. Her hours pass, days they come and go. Patiently she waits for his laughter to come to her when the evening whistle blows. He traces back the footsteps through the meadow. Her tapestry once again. Another lovely day in paradise. The world that's spinning round can plainly see what they found. That love given once echoes back twice with another lovely day in paradise. She don't need the lights of the city, where all the pretty people go. She just wants to weave on her pretty tapestry, to be in their day the world seems to glow. Nighttime falls so light in the meadow. The dark is broken by a fire's glow. And he pulls down the shade to the window and takes her where only lovers go. Another lovely night in paradise. see what they found. That love given one.